Josh Rodders online from the Melbourne Racing Club. Morning to you, Josh.
Good morning, Andrew. My old race calling skills will have to come into action here.
Yeah,
but,
no.
Good morning to all the listeners. Lizzie's a hard act to follow. Seems like she's got everything covered up there in Sydney.
Yeah, she has. We spoke with David Eustace about Jamaica. They're obviously making a decision in the next 24 hours. Have you got any gut instinct from Caulfield?
All I can tell you is she worked on the course proper this morning. Five home two, home in 24, wasn't asked to do a lot. She looked well within herself, but I think they'll just have a look at the makeup of the field and then make a decision. Wouldn't it be fantastic to see after what all she's gone through to line up in the PB Lawrence, the Caulfield Cup heroine, and fingers crossed she's lining up there on Saturday. Decision to be made tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. What about the Mick Price pair, Grunt and Mighty Boss?
So they worked on the course proper together. They're becoming stable mates, but very, very close. They've worked together here at Caulfield on race day, now on Tuesday, leading into their big task on Saturday in the PB Lawrence. Again, Mighty Boss is just a little bit sharper. Grunt probably started 2.5, 3 lengths off Mighty Boss, drew close towards the, you know, halfway up the straight. But just on the line, Mighty Boss pulled away to win the gallop by a length. He's just a little bit sharper at this stage. Both horses are going really, really well, and I expect big campaigns and big runs on resumption this Saturday in the PB Lawrence Stakes.
Yeah, they've aimed there. Just on the PB Lawrence, Jared McLean has just texted me from Darren Weir's stable. 6 of the 7 trialled yesterday at Coleraine. Voodoo Lad is having a quiet week at the beach. At this stage, they're all running. So it would be Blackheart Bart, Humidor, Dan on Liberty, Big Duke, Voodoo Lad, Red Cardinal, and Kings Will Dream, who's exempt in the Caulfield Cup. Gee, 7 lining up for Weary.
Unheard of. You'll need a few sets of eyes to be watching all those go around. I tell you what, though, there's a little bit of confidence around the way Kings Will Dream's going. His trial going back a few weeks ago was very, very impressive. He's a very, very sharp stayer. I'm expecting him to run really well, Kings Will Dream. Johnny Owen will take the ride, I think, there on Saturday. But,
yeah.
You know, big lineup from the Weir stable. Just to let you know, the Vane Stakes, Vacillator was down to jump out this morning. Colin Little, horse is not 100%, didn't jump out and won't run on Saturday. Rock Hard for Byron Cozumanis, the unbeaten All Too Hard colt. He had his second jump out this morning. Was soft in winning the jump out. He'll run on Saturday in the Vane Stakes, and I expect another really big run. And also down the bottom in the Vane Stakes, Power of Attorney for Tony Vassell. He went round in a jump out this morning and finished off very strongly. Not sure if he'll line up, but he definitely is going well enough to line up. In the Quizette, Viennese Star worked well on the course proper for Ma and Eustace. She'll line up in the Quizette. And another one to look out for is Causeway Girl from the Clinton McDonald stable. Worked very well, hoping to get a run in the Quizette, but is well down the order at number 22. So they're some of the ones out of the locals in the Vane and Quizette for this Saturday.
Good material there for our listeners again. If you were going to back anything to beat Wearies off Mick Price's gallops this morning, which one do you back?
Oh, it's a tough one. Tough one. Mighty Boss just looks that little bit sharper.
Yep.
So probably just lean to Mighty Boss, but Grunt's the one I want to follow.
Long term.
Spring, as he steps up in trip. Oregon's Day, talking about Mick Price. Oregon's Day, galloped on the course proper. She resumes in the Regal Roller Stakes. Always races well fresh. And the other one is Holy Snow, worked with Holy Command on the court, work this morning, and Holy Snow, decision to be made whether runs in the Lawrence or the benchmark 84 1400, but obviously a very promising 4-year-old as well.
All right, those fields are all out tomorrow. Thanks for your time, Josh. We look forward to chatting the next few Tuesdays.
Pleasure, and definitely spring in the air down here. We've got 18 degrees, and the sun was out bright and early, so
beautiful.
Looking forward to a big day on Saturday.